stopped using Lake Michigan water last week because of a U.S. Steel Corporation chemical spill, has now resumed drawing water from the lake after no significant traces of the chemical were found. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets, $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454. Or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. It's hump day.
Good morning, 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 19th of April, 2017. It just kind of gets us all jump-started, or should I say hump-started? 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Beautiful. You know, pretty good. A little texture to the sky this morning. And I wouldn't call it a beautiful sunrise, but it was an interesting one.
An interesting one. Well, we'll take interesting better than just blah.
Really like that about you, Bob. And I'm wondering how many people, you know, we're so busy, we're getting ready for work, the kids may be about screaming in the back of the car because all that's back. I think the kids are all back in school. Feels like it because there's so much more traffic. Anyway, how many people stop every day and look at, and just feel the atmosphere of how blessed we are that we have where we live?
Well, my route into town affords me a glimpse of Mount Shasta as I'm coming around the corner there on Placer. And then as I'm dropping down the hill into downtown, it's all laid out there. And say what you will about Reading, it is a beautiful town from a high vantage point. And on the streets, not so much sometimes.
Well, but on the streets, sometimes it is, too, coming on 44. Or going east on 44 and going west on 44 is nice. Coming in town with the mountains behind it. Hey, what's it? You know what? It's not raining right now.
No, it's a beautiful day today. According to our forecast, though, it does call for a 60% chance of rain. Well, you know, yesterday we went to the media luncheon for the Red Bluff Roundup, which, of course, is happening this weekend. So it's fun to go down there. And usually it's held in the Grounding Ranch. And it's held the FFA, 4-H-A, Rotary puts on this beautiful barbecue outside. Well, because of the fact that there was the fear of the rain, because we know that the forecast is calling it, but it was beautiful, we ended up indoors. And all I can say is it was so lovely. But when you attend an event like that, and they're fundraising for breast cancer awareness, they're calling it Think Pink, and they're doing a lot of bake sale and all that. When we've been in the past, nobody seemed to leave the outside ranch area, but this was inside the fairgrounds in, like, where they do exhibits. And gosh, I felt so bad for the auctioneer, and we were just determined we are waiting till the last cupcake is sold because people were leaving. I mean, all of a sudden, it's an empty hall. So I just think if you're mindful, be mindful in the fact that, you know, all those people that work so hard to do this, just whether you're bidding or not, just being present. It's kind of like when you go to church, you just, unless it's an emergency, get up and leave. No, just hang in there for that extra 30 minutes. You know, this one guy got up and said, well, I'm a diabetic. And he just kind of, it was like, you know, kind of snorted out. And I thought, well, you know, they also had Yeti,
coolers
and a pink guitar and a jewelry and stuff. But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I felt like that was a lesson. There was a big lesson in that. And so we were talking about how beautiful the weather is and the forecast. Today, this forecast, the National Weather Service, is saying that the 60% chance of rain with a high near 65. And then tonight, it's just all the way up there with our lows of 47 with real rain. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with our highs of 69. Thursday night calls for a low of 48. Mostly sunny on Friday with our highs of 80. Everybody's looking forward to this fabulous weekend, not only for the Red Bluff Roundup, but for cool April nights and so many other wonderful, great things. Friday night calls for partly cloudy with a low of 51. Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs of 76. Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs near 77. And Monday, we come back with a chance of showers, but with partly sunny with our highs near 73. This is a beautiful forecast. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There you go. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, boy.
Former player for North.
No segue there.
Yeah, Patriot player. Was found not guilty earlier this week of two murders. He is in life. He has a life sentence without any chance of parole for killing somebody else. This guy was a star on the New England Patriots. Found dead this morning, 3 o'clock this morning, hanging in his cell. Killed himself. And, you know, you think, well, maybe, yeah, but also the door had been blocked from the inside. He had attempted to block it from the inside. Hung himself from with a his sheet hanging from a bar in where his window is. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about that before we went on the air on how when somebody makes it to the NFL and gets selected to play on one of these pro teams, it's just amazing, first of all, the journey of somebody doing that. So where was – there was obviously something very broken in this person. Where was it in high school? Did he do – did he kill animals? Did he do something that people covered up and always just having a rate? Did anybody see anything, or was it just he gets a special pass because he's such a gifted athlete? There had to be something.
There might have been, but that also could have been. You're right. He was a gifted athlete, so he got passes at times in his life. Probably. I don't know. Hey, a lot of things going on. Sunday, April 23rd, from 4 to 7 p.m., is the Reading Grange Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser. Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser. And it's going to be held at the course of Reading Grange at 4850 Cedars Road. This is the spot that the Sons of Italy have their clubhouse also. And they're going to be there cooking meatballs and salad and garlic bread and the whole thing. $12 per adult. Eat in or take out. So it's 4 to 7 p.m., so head on down there. Great raffle prizes, too. For more information, call John at 365-5978. Bel Canto Singers are going to be singing Sunday, April 23rd at 5 p.m. with hors d'oeuvres and wine following the concert at All Saints Episcopal Church on Benton Drive, with Scott Seaton conducting, members of the North State Symphony. The spring concert featuring arias from Carmen. Whoa, this is going to be cool. All right. May 6th is coming up quickly, and you have the Military Order of the Purple Heart is seeking golfers, hole sponsors, and raffle prize donations. The format's going to be a four-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Net proceeds will fund veterans assistance groups and scholarship funds. All monies will remain in North State. So you can it's $150 to sponsor a hole. You can sign up for golf, and I think for golfing it's $100. But you get a tri-tip or a chicken buffet dinner, raffles and prizes, singles welcome. Welcome. They're going to pair you up. So there you go.
That's one of the biggest fundraisers that Purple Heart does. And I know that we've been involved in the past. I think I was ticket girl one year, and I just hate to get out there and embarrass anybody with my hacking on the golf course. But it's fun to be out there and just kind of support. You know, it's really fun. You can always be a cart girl.
There you go. And on Bob and Chick's Villa Vista Farms.
Bob and Chick's.
Bella Vista. Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary Fundraiser Dinner. It's at Wind River Resort and Casino. A delightful evening of entertainment and fabulous auction and raffles. They do a lot. It's a no-kill sanctuary. They take in animals that other people don't. Hey, we got to take a quick break.
Very excited to have you here with us on this Wednesday morning when we get back from the break. Five things you must know this Wednesday. I think you're going to be surprised at a couple of these interesting, what do you want to call it, movements that are happening around the world. So we'll be right back here at KCNR 1460.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bull, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Don't miss the 11th Annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission, featuring over 130 exhibitors, live music on two stages, including Miracle Mile Records, The Brothers Comatose, and the Innovation Tent with insightful presentations all day. Visit the Whole Earth Children's Zone, designed for children of any age, the STEM Tent for young people 10 to 18, a climbing wall, and as always, plenty of food and craft beer. For more info, go to WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on this wonderful Wednesday hump day. This portion of the show was brought to you by Home Helpers. Now, we've known the gal who found this business and started this business from her kitchen 10 years ago. I think it's longer than 10 years. I think we're on our, 13th or 14th?
No, she just celebrated 10.
Okay.
But it is the very, very, very best place for in-home health care at, whether it's short-term or long-term. It's Home Helpers, and it's Sharon Clark, and you're not going to find a better place or better people. Give her a call at 226-8350.
Okay, five things you need to know. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. British Prime Minister Theresa May will ask Parliament on Wednesday for an early general election June 8th as the country starts on its path toward exiting the European Union. Do you know that?
Yeah. In fact, their Brexit is even stronger now than it was before.
All right. May hopes to increase her Conservative Party's narrow majority. A vote in Parliament, which is expected to approve the election, could come as soon as Wednesday.
Cool.
Here's one that I'm talking about. You may have heard it, but it's happening. Walmart debuts online ordering discounts. Quit looking over my shoulder. I want to surprise you with this. Okay. Fighting back against Amazon and other online sellers, Walmart on Wednesday will begin offering discounts on thousands of items ordered online if shoppers will pick them up at their nearest store.
Wait a minute. How can they get lower? Prices get lower? I guess they can. Does that mean you don't have to stock them? Or what?
The discounts are available exclusively online for roughly 10,000 items ranging from car seats to TVs. The selection will grow to more than 1 million items by the end of June, Walmart said last week when it announced its new program.
Apparently, they figured out that Amazon was more than just a passing fad.
That's what they're
considering
saying.
That Amazon now is, what, bigger than Walmart and Costco and all of them combined?
Yeah.
Is that what I saw?
Putting Sears out of business, yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, White House to honor Super Bowl champs. Well, some of them anyway. The New England Patriots are scheduled to visit the White House on Wednesday to celebrate their Super Bowl victory with President Trump. But there may be more focus on which Patriots don't show up shortly after the Super Bowl. Tight end, I think it's Martellus Bennett, said he would not attend the celebration, citing his opposition to Trump's
politics. Well,
here's
the thing is, this is your typical twisted media spin, because it should be – take that back for a second on that thing. And what's it say? What's your headline say right up there? It says White House to honor Super Bowl champs, some of them anyway. The vast majority of them, 95%, are going to show up for this. You got maybe two or three that aren't.
Five other Patriots also declined the invitation for various reasons. Two assumed yes. Quarterback Tom Brady and team owner Robert Kraft, both personal friends of Trump's.
Yeah, okay, so you have five. Some of them, you know, there's always people that don't show up anyway. And so now they're making a big thing out. Just like they do anything that has to do to make the Trump's White House or Trump himself seem lesser. You know, it's, again, USA Today, and, you know, and what you've done to the record searchlight is criminal.
Okay, so the next one, Playground at Center.
I throw that one in.
I know. Playground at Center of Supreme Court church-state dispute. The Supreme Court has waited 15 months to take a swing Wednesday at what may be the primary case of its lackluster term, a church-state dispute over a playground. On the surface, the case is about just that, the unforgiving pea gravel service of the playground at Trinity Lutheran Child Learning Center in Columbia. The church wants to replace it, but its application for a state grant to install a rubber service was turned down in 2012 because the state constitution, similar to those in more than 30 states, prohibits giving public funds to religious institutions. Now a trend may be turning in the church's favor.
Well, it could. It could say is that the church is a school. Now, I can see the other side. Well, wait a minute. You don't pay taxes. Churches are tax exempt, I believe. And churches are tax exempt, aren't they, Bob? All 501s and
501s, yes.
Yeah. they're tax exempt.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is saying, well, the church who is tax exempt is coming in for state funds. And we're using state funds to in support of a religion. Now, it's not state funds for in support of a state religion. It's just in support of religion. So then you can go back in, you know, separation of church and state, that there isn't supposed to be any church, national church, which is what it means. It doesn't mean that all these other weird things that happen, you can't pray or any of that stuff, in my opinion.
The last one, and you're going to be surprised because reading it on the bottom of this particular one, I'm like, okay. The richest man, the man who makes more than anybody in Hollywood in the movie business. All right, just put that in the back of your mind. Worried about giant space rocks slamming into the Earth? On Wednesday, we'll get a near miss from an asteroid larger than the Rose Bowl, which will safely zip by us at a distance of some 1.1 million miles. While that sounds far away, it's only about 4.6 times the distance from Earth to the Moon. And the closest pass from such a big asteroid since 2004. The asteroid asteroid is so massive that astronomy website SLOOH.com, that's SLOOH.com, nicknamed it The Rock after the popular movie star Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, it's
all right, there you go.
Sucker.
You got everything. You got
something the size of Rose Bowl. You say, well, how? I mean, how much damage can that do?
How much damage can a bullet do to your body?
That's essentially it. When it hits, I mean, I'm not sure. This isn't a world-ending one, but it would have a huge impact on in the fact of environment.
It would change the entire planet.
Would it?
Yes.
Something that size.
The amount of debris that basically
when it hits the explosion that it pushes up.
The amount of debris, even if it hit the ocean. The amount of material thrown into the atmosphere would change our climate for 1,000 years.
I would think so, because it would just alter. It would probably change the access. What's the word?
It wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't it shift if it hit at that speed?
It wouldn't change the axis that we're on.
No,
I think it would have to be
something
bigger. I think it would have to be bigger than that. I think. But, you know, like, we really are, you know, here, yeah, that's us arguing it right here on Free Fire Radio. Gee, just how big can it change the axis?
Scientific.
Okay, go look that one up, buddy. Okay.
Right.
Now, this is the one. Is O'Reilly out?
I don't know. I'm just looking at it right.
Is O'Reilly gone? Does the latest alleged 10-year-old incident, is that going to be the capping moment? Now, listen to what this incident is, though. He allegedly... And the woman doesn't want to go to court. She just wanted her lawyer to put it on the internet. Allegedly, in 2008, when she worked at another media company, O'Reilly would leer at her, and one time said hot chocolate.
Referred to her as hot chocolate.
As hot chocolate one time. And that when she'd say hello, he would grunt at her. Now get this, like the lawyer said, and this is what the lawyer describes. He would grunt at her like a wild boar. I mean, come on. So this is something 8 years old, and his lawyers come out and say, you know, and they're saying essentially the same thing. Are you kidding? 8 years old, you're not even going to use your name, allegedly this, allegedly that, you know, from somebody that said he leered at her and grunted, you know. They're, you know, people that sexually harass people, you know, they need to be, they need to be talked to, they need to be, and if they won't stop, they need to be punished, okay? I got that. But come on. You know, at what point does it become a witch hunt and just people piling on? I mean, seriously, he leered at me 8 years ago and grunted like a wild boar. I mean, instead of saying hello, he would just grunt when he went by. Ugh. I mean, now, O'Reilly, frankly, he's not my favorite cup of tea for a variety of reasons. But to think that he can be chased away or fired because of an allegation that hasn't even been proven. That's the other one, and not this one. This one's not even going to go to court. But the other one hasn't even been proven, and they're talking about firing a man or a woman. How would you reverse it if a woman was being fired because of allegations that have never been found true, that had never been admitted to? Anyway, I find this whole thing weird. Big news.
Well, what's breaking out is that when I was telling you about the Patriots, Tom Brady is not showing up for that at the White House. And so that's what's making the headlines about. And he's saying, citing that family matters. I've got family matters to attend to. So he's not making, and I'm sure for everybody, that's just a dream that, you know, that Tom Brady, who's supposed to be friends
well,
with
he is,
Trump,
he is
it's not coming.
Hey,
looking forward to our next.
We got a cowboy standing out there, or not just a cowboy, but a specific breed is going to be coming in here. And every time he comes in, he's still standing up straight. He's still smiling. He's still got all his teeth. I mean, come on, we're gonna have to talk to him about this.
And his name is Eric Layton, and we're gonna be bringing him and somebody who I just really have come to like too. And she does all of the public relations for Red Bluff Roundup. Her name is Ruth, and she is Ruth Nicholas. And she does 14 rodeos nationwide. It's just really spectacular about her story as well.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. It's summer. Get ready for your boat, RV, plane, treehouse. Did I say plane? okay, maybe you can't get put it on your plane. But if you could put a dish satellite on a plane, B&T satellite could do that. Doug Tooley, a veteran who offers great deals, $39.99 deals. He is one of those people that you can count on. If you you can get $100 off your bill, you need to ask him how you can do that. All of this at 241-DISH, 241-3474. Don't put up with the national process. Just go local. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. We'll be right back. It's 7:30 here on the 19th of April.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Wait, a meteor.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
We're still arguing about meteors hitting the Earth.
We're having a conversation here, and we're live. You should see Bob's jumped with his hands in the air, wringing his fists.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, who has been, I just talked to him yesterday, he's disappeared off the face of the earth. Turns out he's been guiding hunters for the last 2 weeks. So, but he is alive and well, and all the classes are going, of course, because they go on without him, because he's got about 27 instructors, NRA instructors that teach the most complete CCW classes here in Northern and Central California. Teaches all over. How do you get into one of these classes? You give him a call at 530-999-1822, or even better, go to readingccw.com or Northern Firearms Instruction.
We're looking for some country music here because we've got the Red Bluff Roundup. So, Bob, when you're finished doing that, we got to come in with some bullfighting music.
Okay, we'll do that,
yeah, let's do that. With us this morning, we have Eric Layton, who is a bullfighter, not a bull rider.
Yes.
Okay, well, get up here, honey.
You've been here before.
This is the only time I get to boss a bullfighter around, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, you're a Red Bluff guy.
Yep.
Okay, so you've been doing this. You grew up in Lakeport.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Just a little mountain town I grew up in and always wanted to be in the rodeo business. Watched the movie 8 Seconds, I guess, and heck, I'm going to be a bull rider.
Were you in 4-H or?
Nope. I had a few horses and stuff when I grew up, though, but I never was in 4-H or FFA or nothing like that.
Okay, so that movie is what made you decide, I want to do that.
Yep.
And
even though the way it ended.
Yeah, I wished I would have watched Top Gun last. I'm a jet pilot.
You know what? You're too tall.
Yeah, I know it.
Really, they're all little guys.
Yes.
They're like bull riders.
Exactly.
They are. They're
all 6'2", little too tall, I guess.
That's it. Anyway.
Okay, so when you see that, you know, one of the bullet points is rode bulls for several years before becoming a bullfighter. And we think of bullfighters, we think of Spain,
mm-hmm.
we think of the little red, you know,
yeah,
the matador deal.
The little shiny tight outfit.
Yeah, the tight little outfit. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture
anyway.
That.
Don't picture me with that little outfit.
It doesn't work. It does not work. Eric, by the way, is about 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'2", about there.
Yeah, that's right. And he's, and when we start talking bullfighting, like Linda says, it's not, unless you've been to a rodeo, it's hard to, it's hard to picture this.
Well, can you maybe give us a little visual? And, Ruth, there's a pair of set of headphones here if you feel like you want to get the – yeah, Bob's going to get those for you. So, okay, so a bullfighter as opposed to bull riding. And then do you have to be a bull rider before you become a bullfighter? Is that kind of like the epitome of the top of the chain, or how does that work?
No, I just started fighting bulls because I sucked at riding bulls, to be honest with you. No, no, that's the truth. I was no good. So
You're tall.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's tough for a tall guy to be a good bull rider because just the way of your center of gravity. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. that's the whole thing. There are some exceptions, but most bull riders are small.
Yeah, little short guys.
So you're the guy in the ring that tries to, like, along with the clowns, that tries to get the bull to go look away.
Yeah,
and get
distract
away.
The bull. You know, a lot of people think of us like when you say you're a bullfighter. They think of Spain, capes, mm-hmm. and then obviously what they do to the bull, and, you know, we don't have anything to do with that. We just distract the bull for a brief second or sometimes longer when the rider has to dismount. So that's our job, just to keep the rider and out of harm's way.
Now, there are certain bulls that have reputations that are going after riders. Is that, you know, or going after somebody on the ground?
Yeah.
As opposed to others that should say, okay, I've done my job. Where's the exit?
Yeah. Well, some bulls we call go after the fringe, like the fringe on the bull rider shafts. Like, we can do everything we can to distract the bull, but they know that guy was on them, and they want nothing to do with us. They just want to run that guy over. We call them going after the fringe.
Wow.
You know, so they're smart. They're really smart, you know.
If that's in a country song.
Yeah.
Would be a cool line.
Yeah, I was riding the fringe until
the
bull stuck
like
a horn up
like,
my, yeah.
Going after the mud, the blood, and the booze. So, riding the fringe. Isn't there a song? Okay. But the guy who's dancing with the stars, we talked about this yesterday, Ruth, and he's just gorgeous guy who was paralyzed. And I'm sorry, I can't think of his name, but I know that even the gals on The Five interviewed him.
Bonner Bolton.
Oh, okay, let's get you on there. Bronner?
Bonner Bolton.
Bonner Bolton. Huh? And they keep showing the pictures of him falling off the bull. It broke, snapped his neck. But that bull just, like got on him. Like, mm-hmm. he was on the ground and he got on him. He said he knew when he was face down, I've had it. Because, you know, I mean, of course he left there. Now he's dancing with the stars. So, I mean, the body's a miracle anyway at how it mm-hmm. can heal itself. What it feels like one of the most... scariest, don't you like that? Most scariest, that's my English.
Most scariest.
So fabulous. Situations you've been in.
Well, we see, you know, we go to a lot of rodeos, or I do, so we see a lot of stuff you really don't want to see. But, you know, the worst things are when a bull rider's knocked unconscious, but he's still hung up. You know, because when he's hung, his hand's still hung in the rope, and he's unconscious, he is completely defenseless. You know, so if a bull turns back into him, he can't get his arms up, you know, his free arm up to protect himself. So, and we see that, you know, once in a while. That's not a big deal. But You know, that doesn't happen all the time, but that's probably the worst scenario you can be in.
Because now you've got to get into the, you've got to get into it, and you've got to get them loose.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen fighters like yourself, I mean, just throw their bodies in there to distract the bull, while you know, one's slapping it in the face and the other one's trying to get the rider's hand loose.
Yeah.
And all it is, it's just a bad wreck going on right then.
Well, the bull rider, they can't help you. You know,
yeah.
The only thing you want them to do is stay on their feet, you know, and basically run alongside the bull. So then they don't trip you up. If they're on their feet when they're dragging, then they can swing around, you know. But, yeah, you got to time it and get in there and hopefully get the tail of his rope pulled and get him out of there before all the damage is done.
You know, the when you see, I guess most, is there a school?
Yeah, there's a lot of bullfighting schools nowadays out there, yeah.
Okay. They didn't used to be, though.
I don't.
Kind of like learn on the job?
Yeah. Learn, yeah.
On the job training,
and sometimes that can be a little rough. I think, you know, there's been schools around for a long time, but I think back in the early days, you know, it was just something, go down to old Big Five or whatever store you find, buy a pair of cleats and get out there and get run over. But now, you know, with the freestyle bullfighting and the cowboy protection, a lot of guys do both, and you can find quite a few schools to go to and check it out. I was always under the impression, just go out there and let one run you over. If it get up, get back at it. If not, go home.
So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about a lot of the – no, we still have time. Are we going to be holding them over, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a whole half
we're going to talk about all about what's going on with the Red Bluff Roundup, because there's several exciting things that are happening. But we want to – and we have Ruth with us this morning, too.
Good morning. Right.
Yes. And I can't wait to get into the next segment. I want our listeners to hear a little bit about your history and what you do, because you have a fascinating story. But why we have Eric in this moment, you work several rodeos, Loganidale and Reno, Clovis, Salinas, and Puyallup, Washington.
Yep.
That's the first place I ever had a scone.
Oh, they're famous.
I never
for
knew
scones
about a scone except for in Puyallup. Performed in that the fair up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous for scones.
They are.
Yeah, I never knew what a scone was.
If you go to Puyallup, you got to have a scone.
Yeah.
Okay, now you work for Grani Brothers.
Yep.
Okay, now he goes to a lot of rodeos a year.
Yeah.
Do you travel at those two that you're helping with the stock if you're not fighting?
Yeah, I'll go to, there's only I think two rodeos that they produce that I don't work. So, but I'll, you know, I still go there and work, and yes, I'm a truck driver too. So I drive truck, haul the horses around for Tim Bridwell, and I do it all, you know.
You see in the crowds, are they staying the same, getting bigger? I mean, at one point it seemed like rodeo was, I mean, actually maybe 20 years ago, it was just huge. I mean, everybody was, you know, movies, everything. And has it tapered off at all?
I wouldn't say it tapered off. I think, you know, it might have been just steady there for a while, but then, you know, when fuel and everything went to $5 a gallon,
yeah.
I think rodeo, what they were calling it, like stay-at-home vacations, and instead of going to Disneyland, the family would go to the local rodeo, and I think rodeo really started to pick up after that, and people really started to get back involved with the whole atmosphere of it and enjoy it, you know.
It's a great sport.
And so much fun.
You know, the other thing, too, is that I think people don't realize is
how much of an athlete you are.
Well, it is, truly. But not only the athletes, but if you don't ride, you don't get paid. And people get injured. I mean, there's no contract that they have says that if you get your leg broken, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars while you're getting well.
Yeah.
It's not like the other sports.
No, there's no guarantees in the rodeo business. And hopefully, you know, if the guy's got some sponsors that can kind of help them out through them downtimes. But for the most part, it's there's a few relief deals, you know, to give you a little money on the side to help you pay with medical bills. But, you know, at the end of the year, if they're used to trying to make, you know, $80,000 or $100,000 to feed their family, they ain't going to make that back laying at home.
So Eric Layton is our guest this morning, and he is a bullfighter, a rodeo bullfighter, we should say.
Yes.
And that means that when the guys, the big bad guys are out there, you're going to do everything you can to make sure they don't stop the cowboys.
The little bitty cowboys that are riding them.
Yeah, 120-pound guys. Got to go save them.
So you've got one under each arm, and you're running across the arena.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
I love it.
We're going to be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup. We're talking about what an exciting – this is, guys, it's such a wonderful event. We are going to be talking more about that again when we get back with Ruth. And Ruth Nicholas, who is here especially to be in charge of a lot of the good things that are happening in the Red Bluff Roundup. And we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mendebot.
There you go.
There we are in the studios of KCNR 1460. Woo. It's almost, you know, the opulent studios here. 52 degrees outside, getting up to 64 today. Looks like we're going to have a little more rain this evening, so stand by for the rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-379-3. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive at the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right, the only full-service. They have it all there. They can build, they can design and build jewelry. They've got the best selection at great prices and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All of that at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Linda's favorite place to hang out. If it's been, you know, if it's just, you know, sunny day, rainy day, she can just come in there anytime and hang out. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Ruth Nicholas.
Good morning.
You are. You know what? We've known you now for what?
I think this is 5 years.
Five years. I think.
And you're the PR.
Yeah, PR publicist.
For the Red Bluff Roundup. Mm-hmm. But yesterday we talked about the fact that you have, is it 14? Mm-hmm. 14 rodeos that you, are you on living on the road?
No, it's probably about 1 week per rodeo on the road, so it's about 14 weeks out of the year.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And you do Nebraska?
Mm-hmm. I have rodeos in Nebraska. I have St. Paul, Oregon, where I see Eric. Grounies go up there. I have rodeos in Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, Tennessee, Oregon, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma.
How fun.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, there's probably five other people in the country who do what you do.
That's a rough estimation. Like you had mentioned, it's sort of a niche market. You know, there's not a lot of demand for it because there's not a lot of rodeos that hire somebody like me. But we do provide a service for places like Red Bluff Roundup.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the Red Bluff Roundup, when you look at the size of that rodeo, of the other 14 that you participate in, that you're hired to come in and do what you do, how would that fall in the number as far as like size?
Well, Red Bluff Roundup is the largest 3-day rodeo in the nation, so it's at the top.
We know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we will pay out. Sunday night when the rodeo's over, they will pay out over $250,000 to those winning cowboys and cowgirls, which means we get the cream of the crop when it comes to talent, too. And you may not know the names of those guys in the bull riding or the barrel racing or the calf roping or whatever, but they are very good at what they do, so it makes for a better show for the fans.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled.
It's fun.
Now, going back a little bit about your history, you used to be a school teacher.
Yes, I was. A long time ago.
And so we were talking about that middle school. Mm-hmm. And at one time you said that Utah, I was telling this to my drive on the way back with Carl and a couple of our girls that work here at KCNR. And I said, yeah, she said at one time Ruth said that she was taught in a two-room school.
Yeah, there's a place in Nebraska. It's called the Sand Hills, and it's sand dunes basically covered with grass, and it's ranch country, and I taught out there at a two-room school. There must have been like 12 kids, K-8, and there was two teachers. And those schools still exist. There's not very many of them, but they do exist out there.
We have single schools in Shasta County that have like 30 students in them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, within 50 miles of here. And I'm not sure if it's just one teacher or if they have all the grades in that. I would find that kind of interesting if they did. I haven't really researched it. But, yeah, we've got a couple of school districts like that.
Not a bad way. Not a bad education at all, because you're almost one-on-one with a teacher, and mm-hmm. you can't sit in the back of a classroom of 30 kids and be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're the only student, you're not going to get ignored. Yeah. If you don't understand it, the teacher's going to know.
So how did you go from being a teacher in that profession into now let's get into the rodeo circuit? There's a lot of legalities. Did you have to attend? Did somebody take you, your mentor? How did that door open?
Well, I don't know. It's sort of a circuitous route. I quit teaching for a while, and I worked at a feedlot for a while, and then I sort of moved into this. Slowly built it. You know, I'm self-employed, so I slowly added a rodeo, and every year added mm-hmm. another couple rodeos, and sort of a slow route.
So the next place that you go to, you were talking about the fact it's a little bit different of a mm-hmm. job. So it's like you have rodeo knowledge, but you're almost like the purser at the next place that you go.
Yes,
which is Nebraska, right?
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska, next weekend. I'm rodeo secretary, which means the cowboys come and pay me entry fees. I run a stopwatch during the rodeo to time the events and then pay out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different role in rodeo, but it's still in rodeo, and I enjoy it. I enjoy rodeo very much.
Oh, fantastic.
So you run a stopwatch.
It would be what they call a timer at a rodeo. Run a stopwatch. So during the tie down roping, the team roping, and the steer wrestling, you're timing those guys.
Okay.
The official.
Yes.
You're the official timer.
Official timer. There you go.
Okay. All right.
So it's kind of like Eric drives. He says, I drive a truck too. Well, it's you do what you got to do in order for the big picture. And this is what I really feel is fantastic with the rodeo family. Is like there's a cook, and everybody's like involved with the chopping of the food and the cooking of the mm-hmm. food and the cleanup of, you know, it's kind of an analogy of what it is to prepare a feast. and everybody come and enjoy. So I'm just so excited. How much are the tickets again for this, like, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
They range anywhere from $14 to $30. Get them online, redbluffroundup.com. You can get them at the gate, but don't wait because they're selling, especially Saturday, sells out
Saturday
so
nights,
quickly.
Saturday nights Saturday are always afternoon. Sold out. Or afternoon. Saturday, I'm yep. sorry, Saturday afternoon.
And the weather's going to be fabulous.
You know, they give money back.
Did you say Saturday afternoon?
It's, yes.
Oh,
Saturday.
Because we were asked about that yesterday.
2:30.
Got it. Okay, great.
The one that last year, the wild horse contest.
The kids?
The wild horse race.
Yeah.
Wild horse race. That was a train wreck. That's something that these are. I mean, if you look at the front page of this year's program, it's got a guy about 12 feet in the air.
In a pink shirt, though.
In a pink shirt, mm-hmm. with the horse rearing up. And his buddy sitting there looking up at him with holding the saddle. Because if you don't know what this is, they take a wild horse, and they've got a halter and a rope on. And there's three of them. And they have to saddle the horse, and then they have to ride it completely around the track.
Well, sometimes you're going backwards.
Well, that was what happened this past year. This guy got it all the way to the end, and the horse stopped. Turned around and started running the other way. And it was like, wow. I think they finally, I think last year, at least on the night we were there, it was just kind of like, okay, you know, whoever got the furthest wins because there were wrecks out there. So it's, I tell you what, if you have never seen that, then they've got the girls' horse race, mm-hmm. and then they've got mutton bust, and they've got pony. What is this, the wild pony race?
Yeah,
what's that?
It's for kids, ages. They're young teens.
This
like
is the first time
12.
For this, right?
Second time. Second
time. Okay.
Second time for the wild pony race.
That's the cool thing about the roundup. You don't dare look away because there is something, or sometimes more than
right.
one thing going on at a time.
Oh, yeah.
At a time.
It's like most times you're looking at, okay, you're waiting for the next horse to come out of the chute or the bull. But in here, you look to your left, and here comes 12 girls just screaming down the track mm-hmm. at full speed, going by you, yelling at each other. It's, you know, wow. That's pretty cool. So.
Well, we're so excited about it. Now, tell us the times of the – for some reason, somebody called me yesterday. So you're doing Friday night, Saturday day, mm-hmm. Sunday day.
Yes.
So there's not a Saturday night? There's
no.
It's not a double like a matinee?
No. Saturday night is Granger Smith in concert.
There we go. That's what's happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon, parade at 10, rodeo 2:30, Granger Smith 6 p.m., then Sunday 1:30, rodeo.
Okay. We were giving tickets away. We didn't have a Saturday. We had the Fridays and the Sundays.
Yeah, the Saturdays are sold already.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So,
but
okay,
we've filled up our portion of the stands.
So, thank you.
So happy to have you here. Have you any closing thoughts, Eric, on what the 2017 rodeo world has meant to you or what you're going into now with the Red Bluff Roundup? You feel like you're kind of home with your friends again in another year?
Yep, back at it. Home Red Bluff, and the arena is about 5 miles from my house, so it's nice. And it'll be a good show this year. Like Ruth said, great weather, probably a packed house, and jam-packed rodeo entertainment for 3 days.
Yeah, nice weather.
You ever go out there sometimes and you just go, oh, man, just let me get through this weekend. Because maybe it's just not, you know, it's what happens when it's raining? Because you still rodeo when it's raining.
You know, it's a little tougher.
I mean, isn't that pretty tough then? I mean,
yeah,
when they're coming out?
The ground here at Red Bluff gets sticky, and so your feet weigh an extra 10 pounds. And I've been in 110 and raining here either way, but it's tough. But this year, like,
it's going to be great.
80 degrees. It
oh,
should
man.
Be
perfect.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to rodeos when it was wet. And it just seemed like, you know, cowboys don't get off those animals. They may be hanging on with both hands. They do not get off those animals,
yeah.
especially the horses, you know, until they get picked up. Yeah, oh, yeah. No. I'm not going to be laying flat out in the mud there. Thanks so much. Eric, what you do is it takes a special person. And you're just a great guy, and this is like the third or fourth time we've met.
Yep.
You know, you've come in, you come back, and it's your attitude's always great.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, and your whole thing too is that you're there to help those little guys, and if
yep.
you have to, you will carry them across the field. And Ruth, always, you always do a great job.
Well,
thank you so
you.
Much.
It's our pleasure.
Hey, everybody, Red Bluff Roundup, you can't beat it.
It's this weekend.
This weekend, you're going to have a great time.
Great program, by the way. This is the best program I've ever seen. It's just so wonderful. The pictures, whoever did the photographs this year, amazing. So
the when we come back after the news, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basenko and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Oh, I see the shiny badges out there now.
We're getting a double dose of law enforcement.
Getting a double dose. How fun. All right, guys.
We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A religious freedom case is being heard at the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Justices will decide if Missouri wrongfully rejected a church-sponsored preschool from receiving state grants to purchase recycled tire scraps for a children's playground. Trinity Lutheran Church applied for the state-run scrap tire program, but was rejected because the playground belongs to a religious organization. Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition calls this the most important religious liberty case of this Supreme Court term, and the first high-profile case to be heard by newly sworn-in Justice Neil Gorsuch. Greg Clugston at the Supreme Court.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis now looking to the Middle East and North Africa for broader contributions and new ideas to fight Islamic extremism as the administration fleshes out its own counterterrorism strategy.
It was an excellent meeting. Very open, honest, good meeting.
And he was meeting with officials today in Saudi Arabia. His trip to the region includes stops with the longstanding allies, the Saudis, as well as Israel, and new partners like Djibouti. Racial hatred, not terrorism. That's what police in Fresno, California say was behind a black man shooting spree targeting three white men yesterday.
This is solely based on race. And it has nothing to do with terrorism.
Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says his employees are often disrespected, misunderstood, and discouraged from doing their jobs by public officials.
If lawmakers do not like the laws that we enforce, that we are charged to enforce, that we are sworn to enforce, then they should have the courage and the skill to change those laws.
And he said in a speech yesterday, if they're not willing to do so, they should, in his words, shut up. More from townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
China is defending its handling of trademark applications from President Trump's daughter Ivanka and her company. Correspondent Leon Keith reports China rejects any suggestion that a personal business deal was agreed to at the Trump residence in Florida during a visit by the Chinese premier.
She received the bulk of these most recent approvals on the same day that she met with Chinese President Xi Jinping at her father's resort in Florida. The foreign affairs spokesman was asked about that as well and said some media engaging in hyping certain gossip, but that nothing was really behind that other than a coincidence.
This correspondent Leon Keith, President Trump promising to find a solution, meanwhile, in a trade dispute with Canada that has left dairy farmers in Wisconsin and New York without a market for their products. Mr. Trump said during a speech yesterday that Canada has been very unfair. More from townhall.com. The United Nations says 17 more mass graves have been found in the Democratic Republic of Congo's central Kasai region.
The UN investigators were told that the mass graves were dug by Congolese troops following recent clashes with the militia. The soldiers reportedly killed at least 74 people, including 30 children. The government has previously said all mass graves were dug by the Kamwina and Sapu group. The militia is named after its leader, a traditional chief, whose killing by the army last year.
That's the BBC's Mary Harper. Georgetown University set to rename two buildings on campus to honor people who were sold as slaves in Maryland in 1838. The renaming of the buildings, part of the university's effort to atone for profiting from the slave sale, which had been orchestrated, by two Jesuit priests to pay off debts at the school. More details at townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 each free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Sure. Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like there, little lady?
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like that's about our highs today, and tonight will be 65. I mean, a high today will be 65, lows will be 47, and it is currently 52 degrees. 20% chance of showers tomorrow, but tonight it looks like we do have 100% chance of rain. Then we're going to lightly go into showers, so tomorrow it's showers and mostly sunny with our highs of 69 tomorrow. Thursday night calls for partly cloudy with our lows of about 48. Friday calls for mostly sunny, and there we go. We start our beautiful weekend, 80 degrees. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with the highs near 76, and Sunday night, our Sundays with our high near 77, and then Monday we go back with our showers. We have a fabulous weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Lake holding 6 feet from the top.
Oh, boy.
Hey, this
reserve your houseboats now.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for the very best place, very best company to take care of your heating or air conditioning systems, look no further than Alliance Heating and Air. That's who we use. That's who we recommend without reservation, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, everybody, you just have a couple weeks left. That's right. Just a couple weeks left to submit your urban turkey photo to Carl at KCNR1460.com. You can fax it to us at 605-4561. Just make sure you put your name on it. We have a selected committee of experts that are going to pick the very best urban turkey photo. They've got to be from your yards, streets, in front of your businesses, but they've got to be ones you've taken yourself. Don't take them off the internet and send them to me. I've had them taken from inside dentist office while the person was sitting in the chair watching the turkeys on the wall, looking at him. And I thought, that's kind of grotesque in itself. But if you've got it, here's your chance. Send me the photo, and we're all going to be – there will be blind judged by Marcus Parton, who is – who won last year's the epitome of turkey photo specialist.
So what do you win?
Oh, first prize is a $50 gift gift certificate to The View. Second prize is a $25 wow. gift certificate to The View. Third prize is these three beautiful glass canisters, colored canisters with wooden tops with turkey scenes on them that I won at the National Wild Turkey Federation and Linda wants me to get rid of. So, but those are great, and I've been hiding them from her, but I will give that as third prize. I can't say more than that, except enter your photos of your urban turkeys now. Carl at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko and Reading Police Chief Rob Bloody. We're kind of combining them today because the chief was out of town last week, and there's so many things going on. Let's discuss the first thing that's going to, you know, it's happening tonight is Doug LaMalfa is going to have a town hall meeting that I urge everybody that supports Mr. LaMalfa or has questions to please show up at. And it's going to be at 5:30 at the Sequoia Middle School. It holds 600 people, so there's probably going to be at least that many.
Want to get there early.
And the chief's lips just compressed over that one. They've been having some really raucous meetings in these other places. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, I mean, ruckus is okay. People have a right to free speech, but just keep it peaceful. We will have the neighborhood police unit and some other elements there, and we're being assisted by the Highway Patrol for the security at the event. So, you know, come, speak your piece, but be peaceful about it, and we'll be good.
We had two ladies on yesterday that, I don't know if you heard the show, but they were the ones that they helped organize the dissent class that was held the other day. They are really nice. I mean, they're really nice ladies. And their whole thing is being courteous and friendly and not be yelling and screaming. They said you can't discuss, you can't discuss things if you're yelling. And if people get, irate, then they're not going to listen. However, they are bringing their green and red paper with them. And if they agree with it, they're going to flash the green paper. And if they don't agree, they're going to flash the red paper.
Yeah, that's been at some of his other meetings of either red and green, and they've actually printed on the paper agree and disagree.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's, I think that's
I don't have
fine.
A problem with a problem. That.
But that's all part of free speech.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as
that.
It's, kind of, like order in the court, what I mean?
But where we've seen other things where speakers have been pro one side of the political and then they end up with a riot down in Berkeley or somewhere or assaulting the people because of their political views, that's inappropriate and it's illegal.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been violence, has there? I mean, you
not at his.
Been following.
No, there, not at his.
Yeah, but just loud and raucous screaming and yelling and drowning out people. So it's going to be interesting tonight. You're going to have what? Yourself and a bunch of others?
Well, not myself, but I will have a lieutenant there. And we've got staff and we've got everything arranged with the Highway Patrol and they were kind enough to assist us. So hopefully, what I can't have it do is impact patrol. We still have to be able to answer calls, so we've got some people laid on to do that.
So, Tom, you and Les Ball will be there, though, because you two go to everything.
Just about. I don't know if Les is going to be there. I will be there tonight. I get to introduce a great young man, a young patriot, Preston Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to lead the group in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was at his fundraiser this last weekend at the Elks Club. And for those that may not know Preston, he's an 11-year-old man. He's been doing this for 2 years, and he took it upon himself. He somehow got the urge or the drive or the notion to go out and decorate the graves of veterans with a flag and flowers. And he's been doing that all over the North State. So we had a little fundraiser this last weekend for him to collect money so he can purchase more supplies.
He was on the show, in fact.
He was. He's such a little hero, isn't he?
He got that because he was at his grandfather's grave, mm-hmm. and he's putting it on, and he looked around, and nobody else had him. So that's where he started.
And now so it's great. Doug was at the fundraiser as well and played a little bocce ball with Preston.
Okay. Let's take a break here. It's like 14 after. We come back, I want to start with the latest from the city council accepted $500,000. And the impact that's going to have on the police department. And then, Sheriff, with the latest that's happening with you all, and, has there been, any breakage of money loose that's going to help with the incarceration.
There's been breakage of money, but it's not loose.
Okay. Breakage of money. Oh, the opposite way. Okay. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If you're looking for a place to buy your guns, ammo, accessories, or get trained in CCW, you're not going to find a better place than John and Sarah's business at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated. You're not going to find a better place. That's where I buy my guns at. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading.
Raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday. Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, is the 11th annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival at the Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A free event with over 130 exhibitors, music, local food, craft beer. RABA and the festival are providing free transit rides on bus routes 2E, 11, and 14 directly to City Hall, as well as free shuttle between the Downtown Transit Center and City Hall. Reduce transportation impacts and ride RABA. Each bus has a bike rack, and there'll be a free guarded bike corral at the event.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, honey. You know what? I'm so glad you're here today.
I'm so happy to be here today, and especially with our badge boys.
With the badge boys.
We got our badge boys. I don't think we've ever had a show with the
badges.
Did you get badges? That? Are you with me?
Yeah,
I'm with you. All right, he's looking at me like... I don't need somebody to roll the right.
Bob got this really new big screen, and he's got like news stories on it.
Oh, yeah.
Carl, look at our show.
Squirrel.
That's a computer, but it looks like a big screen TV.
Bob, yeah. Just face it away from the chief. He can't keep his mind on what's going on.
Attention deficit.
You'd be surprised. One thing scrolled across the screen one day that Bob I thought was going to die because somebody had.
It was a funny. It was funny. He was bursting over there. Dandelion is our sponsor.
I'm 4 feet away and I can just about read it from my angle.
Located at 1322 Pine Street. Thank you for the portion of this show brought to you by Dandelion. Lots of gifts. Hey, Mother's Day's coming up, guys. And or gals, if you're looking for something to freshen your wardrobe for spring, I know we're getting rid of the sweaters and putting that heavy stuff away, and we want to look bright and light for the summer months to come. Dandelion, their store is so wonderful, and it's been expanded. They're located on Pine Street. So, anyway, don't you like badge boys?
We're here with
they didn't like
Sheriff
it. I thought it was cute.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah.
What
you know, movie?
For the amount of people that stay in jail, you don't need any stinking badges here. We're here with Sheriff Thomas Cinco and Ranger Police Chief Rob Belletti. And Rob, who wants to take a job at Gift Burgers so he can tell people what he really thinks. Hey, Chief, you got $500,000 the city agreed to, so from Bethel bailing out the city. And providing $500,000 for the neighborhood policing unit, which is, I mean, I just saw the statistics, I think, this morning and or last night. And, I mean, the statistics are huge.
Yeah, the neighborhood police unit, it's done. We've operated it in year one more as a problem-oriented policing team, focusing them on downtown. They've done the cases with two of our downtown hotels that are working to clean those up. One of them is closed. They've made 966 misdemeanor and felony arrests as of yesterday. They started computing the dope they've seized in pounds, not grams or ounces. They've just done a phenomenal job. They just finished up a case yesterday where they've been working, posing as children, teenagers on the internet, and
so you got
arresting
three
sexual predators.
Yeah,
they were part of the massage parlor undercover operation that we did that shut down three of those. So they've just done a variety of different works looking at root causal problems and trying to solve those. What I want to do with them going forward is not just concentrate on downtown, but start allowing them to focus on other areas of the city. So what we're going to do is we're going to divide the city into quadrants for community policing districts. Each one will be assigned one of those districts, and they will work problems. They can still come together and work as a group when they've got a drug house or something that they need to do surveillance to get the drug dealers. But each one will have responsibility for an area, so we can start to work more projects up, in our Market and Lake and Hilltop and Dana, and we can kind of spread that asset out a little bit better and coordinate with the patrol officers to get those projects done.
Okay. And on the other hand, though, Sheriff, you're losing people. Is that true, or budget is just tanked?
Yes, budget is tanked. It's we received our budget instructions a month or two ago to keep all county departments keep their budget flat. Well, there's increases in our retirement system. That's about $3 million for the county, $1 million for the sheriff's office, $2 million next year, and then $2 million the year after that. So $5 million in 3 years just for the sheriff's office. There was salary and benefit packages awarded by the board this year, and that's about another $1 million hit for the sheriff's office. So there's $2 million right there. Then there's increases in what we have IT and different county administration parts. So about almost a $3 million hit that to keep my budget flat because there's no new money, and our budget is already tight. So,
well, does that mean then you have to? Does that mean you have to let go of people?
No, not at this point. No, we are not filling vacant positions. Those are positions that maybe the person retired or left, or for whatever reason it's vacant. But that doesn't mean that it's not needed, and so it does.
Well, then that
reduce
means
our staffing.
That's what I mean. You reduce
deputies,
staffing.
Our support staff, like in records. Every place.
Well, if you don't hire somebody for somebody that gets a medical retirement or retirement, then that's one person.
That's a loss.
One less person. That's a loss.
That's going to impact services. That's going to impact our response times. And I get messages and emails and phone calls weekly about, especially in the outlying areas, Shingletown, French Gulch, Igo, Ono, Bernie, of staffing, because those people are living in outlying areas and we're very limited. So a lot of people don't know that we only have a sergeant and three or four deputies working on a shift to cover from basically Lakehead to Cottonwood, from Platina to Oak Run Road. That's what we call the Redding Basin. And then in Bernie, there's usually a sergeant and two deputies working, and they don't have 24-hour coverage up there.
Did you just pull totally out of the city of Redding?
No. I mean, if we come in to go to the office, go to the jail.
I mean, as far as policing goes, you leave it up to...
It's the jurisdiction of Redding PD, but okay. If we see a violation, we can do it. Or if Redding PD, you know, if they... we have the share a dispatch, but if Redding PD says, hey, I need some assistance, and we have a unit nearby, we'll swing in. Same thing for if we need assistance and it's near the city-county boundaries, PD rolls out there. We receive assistance from Anderson PD, CHP, and we work very well together as all the public safety law enforcement agencies here in Shasta County.
It's sad to think that we're going to start taking more losses, and I'm going to swing back. We'll swing back over to you, Chief, here in a minute. But
I'm reading Bob's computer.
I know.
But
I want Bob to put it away.
This is all at a time. We see huge impacts at the state level where they've been working on reducing crimes, AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57. That Prop 57 was a big push by the governor, and that was to get more people out of prison to save money for the state and to reduce the prison population.
Now, let me ask you both about this. Start with you, Chief. This new bail, this bail reduction thing, where it's that if you don't have the money,
it's for doing bail, away with the bail system.
Doing it well, essentially. Holly Hoekstra was on here the other day, and that's what she's saying, Chief. Impact.
Well, I mean, not a lot of people. I think AB 109 and the impact on the jail, I think, has had a negative impact on the bail industry already because they're having to cite people out, but. The amount of bail should be based on the crime that was committed, not your income level. So if you commit, you know, a robbery, just because you're poor doesn't mean you get no bail. You should have to post something to get out of jail. That's the whole purpose of it. And I think they're just making it harder for law enforcement to hold people. And it's this entire, you know, deincarceration experiment that California is doing that's having a negative impact on public safety. It's taking the effectiveness of our enforcement out of our enforcement.
And it will cause, if they pass this bill, the legislature and the governor, if they pass this, you're going to see more crime. You're going to see more failing to appear in court. Bail is a way that helps ensure they get into court. If you post cash bail, if you have the cash, fine. And once the case is adjudicated, you get that back. A bail bond is an assurity agreement, a bond, an insurance policy to get you into court, and that's 10% of your bail or 10% of your bail schedule. The bail schedules are set by the court and for most crimes, and so it's not based on anything else. It's just based on the severity of the crime, and then if it's a very severe crime, the investigating law enforcement agency and officer and the district attorney can go in and petition the court and say, hey, this is a heinous crime. It's a public safety issue. This person has maybe a risk of public safety or flight, and we want the bail increased. And a judge has to decide on that. It's not based on income or a person's skin color. It's based on the crime.
And right now, to kind of give you an idea, based on the fact that the jail's full and we can't hold people on warrants for failure to appear, the failure to appear rate is already fluctuates between 80 and 90%. In
80 to 90% yeah. There of are people don't show up.
There
for
are
court.
There are days at the courts for the felony calendar that are 100% no show.
So here you have a courtroom with the judge, the public defender, the DA, the
cops on overtime.
Officers are on overtime. Witnesses, victims, court reporters, all that makes a public defender, all that makes the courtroom work. And nobody shows. That's
a
huge
day.
That's a huge inefficiency for the system. It's a travesty for the victims and the witnesses that have to take time out of their day and maybe a loss of their pay because they have to take time off from work. Huge cost for the law enforcement agencies for having the officers there on overtime. And if they're on straight time, they're not on the street out patrolling and working. And so that makes an impact on the staffing levels on the street.
This number has been very consistent for the last 3 years, 2014, 2015, 2016.
80 to 90%?
80 to 90%.
Yeah. Don't show up for court.
Don't show up for court.
This is the first time I think that we've used We have said that on this show.
Oh, no, we've said it before.
No, we've said, said people haven't shown up, but I don't think we've ever said 80 to 90 percent.
I think we have. Yeah. That was the impetus for starting Shasta County's Most Wanted was to reduce the failures to appear for people that had already been convicted of a crime and failed to appear at their sentencing.
How's that worked for us?
It's worked well. The number of warrants for people convicted and failing to appear for their sentencing have gone down significantly. We're pushing, I think, 775.
It's almost 800 right now. It hasn't broke 800 yet, but we're almost there.
But if you look at the Reading Police Department, we have averaged the last 3 years be around 8,300 to 8,500 arrests. Every year, consistently, between 380 and 400 people are over one-third of our arrests. People that we arrest over and over and over for property crimes, drugs, and failure to appear in court. Those are the three big ones that we arrest people for because they're addicted to drugs, so they're stealing stuff. They get caught. They don't show up to court, so they get the warrants. We arrest them. We take them to jail. Jail's full. Out they come. We arrest them again and run around the merry-go-round.
Restarts.
And when we restart the system. We need the jail capacity. We have the CCP has put together some very good rehabilitation programs and opportunity with Step Up, with the Day Reporting Center, with
Moral recognition
therapy. We've got the system. We can't get them to the system because we can't get them through the courts.
And then if they fail or don't show up, say, for the rehab programs.
You got no hammer.
You need no hammer or no stick. You got to be able to have that incarceration time to have a tune-up, basically.
We don't have the ability to put them in a jail cell to change their decision-making paradigm so that they will accept the offers that we have to help them change their lives.
Okay, we used the word paradigm. It's time for a break. It's 8:30 in the morning right here in the studios
of
Free Fire Radio. And we have a paradigm shift here.
Yes.
We need to cause a paradigm shift in their thinking. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti and Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to finish up on this, and we're going to talk about RIPA. And if you think that you're upset right now,
stand by.
Stand by.
We are federales, you know, the mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's rodeo time. Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get a haircut.
You going today?
Oh, I've got you. I tried to get down there Good Friday, and it just didn't work because they're closed.
They were closed on Good Friday.
They were closed on Good Friday, as they probably should be. And it is discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. It's man's last stronghold. It is the only place to get a haircut.
With us this morning, Chief Rob Paletti, our chief of police, and our sheriff, Thomas Senko. So excited to have you guys here. And I hope you don't feel bad when we call you the Badge Boys.
Probably been called worse.
No, that's great. A
couple times.
Yeah. So happy to have you here. And I know that we've been talking about bail and the percentages of what the percentage is so high of those who don't show up. But you've got questions from the chat pack.
This question is, when Freddie Smoke... We all remember Freddie Smoke, who started the fire and somebody died.
Oh, dear.
He jumped a $50,000 bail, and then he was caught later on. Did the county collect $50,000? And how much does the county collect on a forfeited bail, and does it go right to the county government?
Zero. That goes to the court. So the county doesn't collect it. The court collects it. So it goes to the court system.
So you get no money?
No money. The court gets it. But not Shasta County. No, that's a Superior Court of the State of California, County of Shasta, but it's the court system, not the county system.
They don't share it with y'all?
No.
Wow.
There is a sharing percentage
for fines and stuff like
that. Well, on a $50,000 bail, it's not much. We had a guy forfeit $500,000 bail, and then he got caught. And the city of Reading got a portion of that bail that we put into, you know, getting rid of our old vehicle fleet because we had vehicles with 150,000 miles. So we got a substantial amount of that $500,000. So there's some sharing in there.
Yeah, but that was...
But that was a $500,000 bail.
Well, let me ask a question then is, okay, so Holly Bail Bonds, she puts up $250,000 for some guy and the family, mortgage their house and all this, and then the guy doesn't show up. So Holly has to pay the $250,000.
Yes,
for the insurance company.
So when they grab her or whatever.
It's a bond. It's like an insurance policy.
Okay, so they catch the guy a month later or 2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Is that money returned then?
There is a timeline in the law, and after a certain period of time, they don't get to recoup that money if the person's caught.
The courts are usually pretty lenient of trying the bondsman, if it is a bond, trying to go out and bring the person back in before they have to, what they call, surrender the bond, give the court the money. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty understanding about that. And that's where you have bounty hunters, or sometimes they call themselves fugitive apprehension units. They give themselves a unique name, but they're bounty hunters.
Oh. Okay. The state gets the Fed general fund money from forfeit. Gotta love it.
So then you'd see, as if this goes into effect, you'd see bail bonds companies basically go out of business. And that's they employ people locally here.
It's something like 8,000, I think was said, 8,000 people be out of a job statewide.
Yeah, and that's already going to affect
millions of dollars.
Our economy is not good in California, and so that would affect the state economy. But then the local economy, when you're looking at where the people live and have a job and then are all of a sudden out of a job.
What about this? excuse me, Chief, you brought up that it's affecting everybody. Something called RIPA.
RIPA is the Racial Identity Profiling Act. It's already been passed. The law itself requires police officers on any stop, and the way that they defined a stop, it will be proactive stop or dispatched stop, where a person is not free to leave or a consensual search has been done, that we will have to collect and fill out a state-mandated data sheet. So originally the legislation wanted officers to look at 9 data points, you know, sex, race, very limited amount of information. Their panel now has got it up to over 30 data points, and the
Attorney General has the discretion. It was 31 data points. Kamala Harris reduced it to 30. Now the new Attorney General is going to have to make the final determination. But they've done tests in, because our agencies our size, we don't have to implement it by mandate until 2023. Mm-hmm. But large agencies like LAPD, LA County Sheriff's Department, they have to implement it now.
And they're struggling with that.
31 data points based on the test is 10 minutes per sheet to fill it out. So if you do a traffic stop that takes 5 minutes, now you're going to take the officer another 10 minutes to fill out the form. So California Police Chiefs Association got data from several different departments, extrapolated out the number of police officers, and based on dispatch and proactive calls, cops in California make about 10 million stops a year. At times 10 minutes per, it's going to be the equivalent in state of California when it's fully mandated in 2023 of 800 full-time police officers is the time equivalent in the state of California. So it's another way for the state of California to make it. And you've got to look at what's on there. And the officer cannot ask them a question. It's perceived race, perceived gender, perceived religion, perceived sexual orientation. There's six genders listed on it. So it's just this lit.
Wait.
Perceived.
Wait.
Perceived. You can't ask them a question. Wait, how do you perceive six, somebody's religion?
Well, wait a minute. Six genders?
Yeah.
Six genders.
I mean, I got male and female.
Male transgender, female transgender. Transgender.
Okay, it's four.
I don't know
what the other two are.
Right.
But you know what?
Declined to state.
I would decline to state, yeah. Okay, now here's the thing. You can't ask.
No, remember, it's not declined to state because you can't ask the person.
Right. Now here's
it's the officer's perception.
And see, the chief.
How do you perceive somebody's religion?
And the chief just said, approximately 800 police officers, sheriff's deputies,
etc.
Full time. But remember, who do they have support them? Records clerks. Who's going to be doing all this data entry and reporting to the state? So that's just 800 officers in officer time. But now you have to have this to report to the state because it has to be reported on a regular basis. Where's all that money come from in support staff and everything?
It comes off the – it takes the
there's already computer companies figuring out how to do this digitally so that they can charge you more so that you can gather
now,
the data that
what
way.
I understand too, and the Highway Patrol was looking at this also because they're, you know, right,
they do like 4
this,
million stops a year just then.
They're looking at this, and one of the things they said was if you pull over a car with four people in it, if you're just dealing with the driver, that's who you're writing on. But if somebody in the back seat starts talking, as soon as you address them, that takes that you now they
the
become part of it.
If they're not free to leave.
Yeah.
Because typically when you do a traffic stop, the other people in the car are free to leave. But if you got a guy that's shuffling around in the car and you say, hey, get out of the car, I want to, and you pat him down for your safety,
now
that's another
report.
Form. Let's take for instance something.
I was under the impression then that if they were in the car and then one of them starts saying things to you and you have to interact with them, now you have to, now the onus is on you to write that report up.
Let's do something that happens every day. Business owner calls. There's five transients across the street. They're causing a problem. They're fighting, yelling, and screaming. Officers get there. They pat them down, say, hey, guys, you got to move on. There's been no crime committed. Now there's five sheets they got to fill out. So for a 15-minute encounter, now you have 50 minutes worth of paperwork. So basically what they're doing in the old days, 75% of an officer's time was doing police work, 25% was doing paperwork. What they're doing is turning it into 75% paperwork and 25% police work.
And this has been already tried and experimented in Chicago. And what they found is stops went down, enforcement stops went down, interaction with the community, citizens went way down. And, of course, we know what the crime is in Chicago. It's off the hook, as well as the murder rate is off the hook. So this is going to have a negative impact on law enforcement. It's going to have a negative impact on our communities. And, again, crime's going to go up.
This is just, you know what?
This is frustrating, to say the least.
Okay, I mean, let's go back. I mean, are people, what about your morale of your guys? It's, you know, Tom,
very difficult.
Just talking. What about the morale of
morale,
your guys?
Morale is tough because we're understaffed.
Are you getting, and I don't, you don't really have to answer. This is kind of a question, but, and this is for both of you. Are you starting to sense something from your – from? I know we've got real professional groups here. We do. Are you starting to sense that they're doing things like, you know, it's not worth my time or the effort to, you know, to do something about – I see something to be proactive because it's just going to – you know, nothing's going to happen. You know, I can pick this jerk up, but nothing's going to happen.
We
and
do.
I could get in trouble if he starts
– I do see that. And I always encourage our folks –
you're a link in a chain, and that chain is the criminal justice system. Do your part, and then the next along the way, the jail does their part. If they have to release the person due to no room at the jail, they do their part. The district attorney's office, doesn't matter if they may or may not file in the case, they do their part, and then it still goes to the judges and everything. Everybody has to do the part. If somebody takes that and says, you know what, I'm not going to do it, then it makes more of a shambles of the criminal justice system. So they still have to have that integrity and that drive to make that arrest and do that case.
Wow.
No, look at the neighborhood police unit. 966 misdemeanor and felony arrests and citations. Last year we made 8,400 arrests and misdemeanor citations. So I that stayed very consistent. So I would say, if you can bifurcate the two, I think that the morale is good. They like working for the Reading Police Department. They're proud of their work they do in the community. The frustration level is a little bit different, but it hasn't deterred them from going out and making the arrests. So it's challenging right now because what Prop 47 did, and I actually had a discussion with a judge the other day, is I understand the idea of decriminalizing a addiction. However, a lot of times these people will go and actually get the rehabilitation is when they're ordered by the judge so that they don't go to jail or prison. So if they would have made Prop 47 like the Addicted Offender Program, where you have this felony, if you do this, 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 and this, and you stay clean and you get a job and you finish this program, then we'll reduce it to a misdemeanor and take it off your record. At least then you have the carrot and the stick. Right now we don't have any stick. We're just throwing more carrots.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This is something that somebody wrote in. We have a grandson who has wanted to be a police officer all of his life. He is 19 now and in his second year of college. He has now changed his mind because of all the danger, underfunding, and hatred of police in many areas. He is totally lost as to a direction to go now. I would just say to go into the military. But no, I'm serious. But
tell him to call me. I can enlist him in the National Guard.
There you go.
And it's still a good profession.
This
is a difficult time for law enforcement nationwide. And it's still a good profession. I would still go into it. It does make it difficult. And that is impacting our recruiting nationwide. People are looking at that and saying, why? Or why should I work shift works and put myself on the danger or the ridicule with many of the groups spewing their hate and rhetoric towards law enforcement? It does impact our officers.
I will tell you, and I will tell her from a personal perspective, that I still am encourage my boys and my daughter to go into law enforcement.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it myself.
My daughter works for probation. My youngest son is getting a criminal justice degree, and my other son is going to become a cop when he gets out of the Air Force. So
Linda
I still
and I
think
thinking
it's a great
about
profession.
It. We thought we'd go to school together, and we could be, you know what? Linda with a gun out there and a taser. Oh, my God.
Policewoman.
I tell you what. You know
they
what?
Had a lot
Don't
more
worry.
Freedom back then.
Do not worry about your streets being safe. It'll just be
no. I'd be in jail. They put me in jail in the first day. I wouldn't know. I couldn't follow the rules
going like that. And she just pulls over and just starts tasing them.
You know,
until they leave the area.
The other day, chief staff came and helped us with an investigation in the jail, and they were up on a level, and the inmates were in there screaming and yelling, and they're like, because the most of the time the PD only sees the booking area, and then they leave and go back out. But they were upstairs in the housing units. They're like, oh, my gosh, how do you folks put up with this day in and day out, hour after hour? They were in one of the worst cell block areas where this happened. And they had a whole new appreciation for the men and women that work in our jail every day.
One of the detectives used to be a correctional officer at the jail, and that was – Numerous years ago, before AB 109 and Prop 47. And his comment was how much the population of the jail
huge.
Had changed to really being a prison now rather than lower level offenders.
But we got to take a break. And one of the things I learned when I was going through the prison or the jail here is just exactly that. The prisoners, when they get arrested by a cop, don't even recognize them in court because it's been a long time and maybe they've been under influence. But the people they know
are the correctional
officers. And they watch them. And they listen, and they study them. And I was a correctional officer walking down the street, and here comes one of his favorite prisoners that's been released that knows him, and he's got his family with him. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different for a correctional officer than it is for
Absolutely.
A policeman. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Redding City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to our Wednesday show here on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bide. Yeah. Gotta wait to this first part.
Just a small town girl.
That screwed it up.
I know. He doesn't.
Hey, what is this? Come on.
You're not on The Voice.
No,
it is not. It is not in your future. Leave it singing to Linda.
Currently 52 degrees. Today, where our highs are going to be 65. There's going to be showers tonight. Next couple days, we have showers, and then we're going into a beautiful weekend. Beautiful weekend for cool April nights and for Red Bluff Roundup and all the other wonderful things. We have the Badge Boys with us this morning.
And Karaoke Colonel.
And karaoke.
Right. Now, I just, the sheriff handed me something, and I'm not going to read the other thing, but one
bad
of this one gentleman wrote, most wives complain that their husbands don't listen to them. I am fortunate that I've never heard my wife say that to me. Okay. We're here, of course, with Shasta County Sheriff Tom DeSanko and Reading Police Chief Rob Play. And frankly, for the last 54 minutes, or 56 minutes, we have said how – I mean, it's just getting worse, people. There's still no room in the jail. 80 to 90% of them don't even show up for trial. We're getting more and more onerous regulations coming down from Sacramento. And so you have to ask yourself, I mean, how do the guys even go out there every day knowing that, you know, money isn't enough to keep you going out every day? I don't care who it is.
Why law enforcement isn't a job. It is a calling.
Yeah.
The people that stay in it for 30 years in a career, it's a calling. You have to enjoy it. If you don't, it'll eat you alive. And so That's why we have dedicated men and women doing the job. The chief is active in the California Police Chiefs Association. I'm active in the California State Sheriff's Association. We go to the meetings regularly. This is not unique to Shasta County. We hear it from big agencies, medium-sized agencies, and small agencies with the homeless, the crime problem, the drug problem, issues of staffing and budget. It affects us.
It's got us all.
When L.A. Sheriff's Office, they say cut 10%, it just adds a lot more zeros for that final number. I think L.A. County Sheriff has about a $2 billion budget just for the Sheriff's Office. But that 10% is still a lot of zeros there.
Yeah. Okay. What are some positive things that are happening, gentlemen?
Well, we finally have a contract. The sheriff is going to take the contract for the computer system upgrade to the board on the 2nd. I'm taking it to the council on the 2nd. Anderson approved it a couple weeks ago. So we can finally start the implementation and the upgrade of our 1988 computer system. So that will allow us, you know, real-time data where we can track crime and do resource management a lot better. So, and show true pictures of crime in the community.
So this is a big shared computer system for record. It's called an RMS, Records Management System. So it helps us manage our each individual records. We can share that information with the other law enforcement agencies and other users for it. So that helps sharing of information and access to reports. It goes over to the district attorney, probation, many other ones that can have access to our reports and data. And as the chief said, it helps real time of what's going on with crime and are answering our calls for service. It's been a long time coming. Our system
is going to be able to push down information and intel down to the officer.
Yes, that's what it's designed
via
for.
Via this too.
Yes. The way that the mobile data computers are set up today, because they're using cellular device cards, anything they can access in the office, they'll be able to access from the car. So crime mapping, everything they can do in the office, they'll be able to do in the field. Another good thing that we've got going right now is we did get some money from the state of California. So we've hired a retired annuitant because there's not enough to do a full-time police officer. So 2 days a week, we're going to partner with the Good News Rescue Mission, with Health and Human Services, the Hope Van, the new Hill Country Outpatient Center, and we're going to go do homeless outreach 2 days a week. And I think with the funding that I have, because it's not tied to a budget year, I can stretch that out to where we can probably do that for a little over a year.
So, okay. Now, this is going out. So a lot of times that an officer will meet somebody that's mentally impaired and frankly, then it becomes a law enforcement thing. If you had somebody with you that was trained in mental health.
Mental health will be with us. Eligibility workers will be with us. The Good News Rescue Mission, representatives from Shasta Community Health are going to partner. And what we're trying to do is not just go out and talk to them, but create linkages to get them off the street and not be homeless. Good. So that project is going. I found another retired officer that's willing to come back and pick up the code enforcement piece. So we're going to have an enforcement piece. We're going to have a softer outreach piece, I guess you would say. And then for the summer months, I want our citizens to be able to use our parks and river trails. So we're going to expend some overtime to get guys on all-terrain motorcycles out in the parks, the river trails, and we're going to do some bike patrols on Hilltop Drive as well. So
that's
we can
positive.
Another good thing that just happened, too, is we got a mental health crisis unit opened up down off of Gold and California Streets.
Yeah, that's the outpatient center.
That's the outpatient center. That's going to help take the load off of the officers, a place to take people for some resources if they're in crisis, and off our emergency rooms as well. And that's a big plus. That's going to help out.
That's going to do mental health outpatient. So they are actually participating in doing some of the outreach with us. So that'll hopefully have an impact.
Okay. Now, some people are saying here, oh, gosh, another show with no answers. No, that's not true, my friend. And I don't know who Cabbage is, but here's what's happening is what we've told is the truth. This is what we're facing every day. But that the sheriff and the police department, the sheriff's department, police department are not quitting. They're not just going back and saying, you know what? We can't lock them up. We can't do this. We don't have the money, blah, 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 blah. They're not doing that. They're pushing forward. They're pushing forward with, you know, with information sharing. They're pushing forward with the mental health and getting that out there. So it's a continuous drive to try to do things smarter, faster, with less money.
We've worked on upgrading our radio systems over the years as well, getting monies from Homeland Security. The chief is getting different handheld radios so that we are they call it interoperability, so we can talk to each other on our radio systems. We've done a huge amount of upgrades. This RMS is a huge project. because the system we have is antiquated and it needs replacing.
Okay.
Can I quickly salute boating safety for plucking the idiot out of the river?
Yes, that. And yeah, just think of the amount of people involved. Redding Fire, Redding Police, California Highway Patrol with their helicopter, Shasta County Sheriff's Office with their boat to get the guy who decided to go swimming in the river at about 30,000 cubic feet a second releases.
Okay. Let me just say it. Yeah, I know you don't hear it all the time. Is thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You know, Rob and Tom, you guys are out there every day. And frankly, you know what? You can only beat your head against the wall so much, but you all have managed to, you know, find ways around the wall that you can use your assets and use your people. And we have a lot to be thankful for.
Thanks.
About with you and all your men. I hope, and women, I hope you pass that on to them, because most of us, almost all of us feel that way, and you know that.
Yeah. Now, and yet, in fact, that's where it's important. If you see a law enforcement officer, man, woman, whether they're in a restaurant, maybe getting a cup of coffee, that's where it makes a difference. Cheer them up and say thank you for the job that you
do.
We
try to do that every time.
Thanks,
guys. That's a good idea. Okay, now, tonight, my friends, tonight, 5:30, Sequoia School. Congressman Lamoff will be there for a town hall. I think it'll be interesting. We're going to have a lot of questions. And let's show up there and support Congressman Lamoff.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, Trish Clark.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
I'm Rich Thomason. Religious freedom front and center before the U.S. Supreme Court today, with arguments being heard in a case involving a church-run preschool.
Trinity Lutheran Church argued that Missouri wrongfully denied its application for a state program that resurfaces playgrounds. Trinity's preschool was rejected because it's run by a church. Justices Breyer and Kagan repeatedly questioned the constitutionality of Missouri's decision, asking why a religious-affiliated school was being excluded. At one point, Kagan said the state's decision is a clear burden on a constitutional right. Greg Clugston at the Supreme Court.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason